Hello.
Hi, sure. It's on. About three rounds.
Hey, how you doing? I'm talking about, I had to get in the car with my phone. My charger was
okay. How's your charger now? Is it okay?
Yeah, this is, I'm in my car, so this one works better.
Okay, perfect. And do you have time to do the sign up?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. All right. So where we left off is, bear with me here. Okay, 1 second here. We did confirm that this call is being recorded. You would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. You were about to confirm very important information. Did you already file a claim for Roundup with a law firm? No? Okay.
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. And then, regrettably, you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using Roundup?
Yeah.
Okay. But you're not certain. There are 60 different subtypes of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. You can't recall which subtype you had? That's okay. There's so many different types that, and they're so complicated. I can understand
I
how
know
you.
It was a good one.
You'll probably. You may recognize it when it's read to you, but that's okay. We can put unknown for the time being. Have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis, or is this the only one?
It was only one.
Okay. And then you're filing this claim for yourself because you're living and you're an adult?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, you were over the age of 18 and under the age of 80, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then, when were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
It was like 9 years ago.
Do you know the exact date?
It was July 14th, 2023. Yeah.
That was last year in July?
Last year, yeah. I was using the product like 9 years ago.
Okay. All right.
Like 9 years ago, yeah.
Okay, so you got diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma last year, July 14, 2023. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then did you use Roundup at home or at work?
Yeah, I use it on my at home, at my lawn.
Okay, and then could you provide me the address to your where you used it?
16751 Crane Avenue in my house.
And that's in what city?
Hazel Crest, Illinois.
Is that Hazel Crest, Illinois?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me confirm I have this right. I have 16751. Is that right?
Yeah.
Crane, C-R-A-N-E?
Yeah.
Okay. And Hazel Crest, Illinois?
Yeah, they have. Yeah.
And the zip code, is that 60429?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm sorry for repeating it, but I just wanted to make sure I have it right. 167.
Yeah, no problem.
1675. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
16751 Crane Avenue, Hazel Crest, Illinois, 60429.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And is there anyone else that you know that used Roundup and was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Okay. And we did establish that you were diagnosed over 18 but under 79 years of age. How many years approximately you used Roundup? For how many years did you use Roundup approximately?
I used it for 9 years.
9 years. That's right. You said that. I apologize. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
I sprayed it like twice a month.
Okay.
On my yard.
Okay.
Like
and,
2-3 times a month.
Okay. And then the phone number I'm talking to you on, this is a cell phone?
Yes.
And you are a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Have you had any of these illnesses in the past, HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, or lupus, any of those illnesses?
No.
Okay. What about, have you ever had an organ transplant?
I had surgery.
Okay. Never had an organ transplant?
No, they just removed the lymph nodes.
Okay. Did you ever have chemotherapy for cancer other than a non-positive organ diagnosis?
Yes, I have chemotherapy.
Did you have chemotherapy for other than non-Hodgkin's, or is because of non-Hodgkin's?
No.
No, okay. So the only chemotherapy you had was because of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yeah, because I have.
All right. Is there any history of cancer, a history of cancer in your family?
No.
Okay. And the injury was non-Hodgkin's. Okay. And can you spell your first name for me, please?
S-H-E-R-R-I-C-K.
Okay. That's Sherrick. S-H-E-R-R-I-C-K.
Yes.
Okay. And what is your last name, Sherrick?
Grider. G-R-I-D-E-R.
Is that D as in David, E-R?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. It's just like Ryder, but with a G. G-R-I.
With a G, yeah.
G-R-I-D-E-R. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you have a junior, senior, or first, second, or third to your name?
No.
Okay. And your gender is male?
Male.
Okay. And what is your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And then what is your Social Security number?
321-887-368.
Okay. Let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. 321-887-368?
Yes.
Okay. Your date of birth, please?
August 7, 1987.
Okay. And how did you hear about this Roundup lawsuit? Did you hear about it on the television or did you hear it on the radio?
Yeah, the television.
Okay. And then when did you first hear about this? When did you first see that advertisement? How long ago?
I just seen it yesterday.
You saw it yesterday? Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes.
So we'll say October 28th, 2024?
Yes.
Okay. And then can you provide me your height and weight, please?
5'9", 190 pounds.
Okay. That'd be 5'9", 190?
Yes.
Thank you. And then what is your email address?
My name at iCloud.com.
Okay. It'd be Sherrick Grider at iCloud.com?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, give me 1 second. I'm typing this in. Sherrick Grider at iCloud.com. Okay, and your phone number is 773-930-2347. And this is a smartphone?
Yeah.
The law firm's going to do a case verification call. It only takes a minute or two. They just want to speak to you and confirm that you used Roundup in the past and you were later diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and they'll ask to confirm the date of your diagnosis. Once they hear from you personally that it is true, then they'll start working on your case. They'll send the hospital a request for medical records. That case verification, they'll call you at this number. Is that all right?
Okay, yes, no problem.
And is the best time to be reached around this time, the afternoon?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now I'm going to go back to asking you questions about Roundup. How many times per year did you use Roundup? Your estimate.
I'd say it'd probably be like way up to probably like way up to 18 times.
Okay, I'll say 12 times. At least once a
month.
Yeah,
like 12. Yeah, okay. Like twice a month.
Okay. And then did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
Did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Yeah.
Okay. And then when did you start spraying Roundup? I think I'm sorry. I didn't catch that. When did you start spraying Roundup, month and year?
I want to say about like October 2016 I started using it.
Okay.
When I got diagnosed,
July 2023. Okay. So you started using Roundup roughly October 1st, 2016, and then you stop using Roundup just before your diagnosis?
Yes, before my diagnosis. Yeah.
I'll say July 13th, 2023?
Yeah.
Okay. And why did you stop using Roundup? Was it because of your diagnosis?
Yes, it was because of my diagnosis.
Okay.
I wasn't really able to cut the grass and stuff like that anymore. Like.
Okay, I understand. And then you did say that you used it monthly?
Yeah.
And how did you apply it? Did you use a hand sprayer, backpack, or a tractor?
I used a spray bottle.
Okay. And did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No.
Okay. And where did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied? You used it at home, right?
Yeah, at home. Yeah.
Was it like the front yard, backyard, or both?
Both the front yard and the backyard.
And how large of an area did it cover?
I didn't hear you.
How large of an area did you use it? Estimated size.
My whole yard is like.
And how big?
Like 400, 500 feet in the backyard. Probably like 100 feet in the front.
About 500 feet combined?
Yeah.
That'd be square feet?
I'm really not good.
That's all right. Okay, and then you used it at your home in Illinois?
Yeah.
All right. And you used it in a residential setting, and you were first exposed to Roundup directly?
It was like October 2016.
No, I mean to say, just to confirm, you were directly exposed to Roundup through lawn and yard maintenance?
Yes.
And this was a direct exposure, and you personally sprayed Roundup?
Yes.
And because you personally sprayed it and used it yourself, you were present 100% of the time it was used?
Yes.
Okay. And then how many exposures to Roundup do you think you had in your entire life, approximately, a number?
Probably like 100 plus.
Okay. I got it. And do you live near a water well?
No.
Okay. Do you get your water from a well?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicide, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And what type of Roundup did you use? Was it the concentrate or premix?
Yeah, it was concentrated.
Okay. And do you recall where you purchased it and when it was purchased?
Home Depot.
Okay. And do you remember when you purchased it?
I would say like $10. I started like in October.
Okay.
I started like in October Like when I first started using, it was like I've been using for like 9 years, 8 years. 8 to 9 years.
Okay. All right. So I made a note that you purchased it at the Home Depot, but you're unsure when it was purchased. When last purchased?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I was buying it. I was buying it since October 2016.
I get it.
I was buying it. So it was like it was constantly buying it, like different times.
Okay. And then, do you have any proof of purchase in the form of like receipts? Either store receipts from the Home Depot or credit card receipts or any photographic evidence or video evidence?
No, I don't, but I have like bottles at the house. Yeah.
Oh, that's my next question. But you do have a bottle of Roundup in your possession?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I had it since, I still had it for a minute.
Okay, save it. Don't destroy with it. Don't destroy it or tamper with it. And if
okay.
you can, take pictures of it, where it's located in the house, where you store it or in
okay.
the garage. Okay, but that is, keep it, okay? Have you ever smoked?
No.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay, can I get the name of your employer?
Domain Trucking.
Domain Trucking?
Yes.
And where, Old Dominion?
Yeah. Okay.
And whereabouts are they located? Where's your yard?
I didn't hear you.
Where's your yard located?
Where's my yard?
Yes, correct.
I'm not getting what you mean.
Did I hear you correctly? You work for Old Dominion Trucking?
Yeah.
Okay. And where are they located? What city?
At Franklin. Franklin Park.
Franklin Park?
Yeah.
Okay. Would that be, I have a place on 47th Street, Chicago.
Yeah, you say what? I didn't hear you. You got a place where?
I found Old Dominion on 47th Street in Chicago.
They got different locations.
But you're at the Franklin Park, Illinois?
I'm at the Franklin Park one. That's probably where they're based at, but I think that's just where we pick our, I don't think that's where I pick, just pick my work up from right there and then take it to like different locations. That's just a warehouse right there to pick the stuff up. So it might be the address of 47, it might be the 47.
But it is Old Dominion?
No, it's the main trucking 52.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Domain Trucking?
Yeah.
How do you spell domain?
One second.
Okay.
It's D-O-M-A... Wait a minute.
Just
slipped up on my Facebook.
Sure, no problem.
One second. It just knocked me out. D-O-M-A-I-N-S, trucking, 52.
5-2?
5-2.
Okay. It's D-O-M-A-I-N-S, trucking, 52?
Yes.
Okay. I don't see them in Franklin, Illinois.
You don't?
No, I tried searching them, but it's okay. I can still use this. So it's.
I'm sorry. Look, it's DOMION52 Trucking.
So it's Dominion.
Yeah, Dominion 52.
Dominion 52, Franklin, Illinois.
Yeah.
Dominion 52 Trucking. Oh, Dominion.
Yeah.
Is it DOMION?
Yeah.
Okay, but it looks like their company is based in Hammond, Indiana.
I mean, it's based in Indiana probably, but they got like work out here, different contracts.
Okay.
Work out here.
But it is DOMION 52 Trucking.
Right. Yeah.
And what's the address on your paycheck stub?
I just get sales, so I don't. They just sell it right to my wire right to me. I don't get like
okay.
Pay stubs. I just get a wire. I get like paperless.
But you go to a warehouse in Franklin, Illinois to start your day?
Yes, Franklin Park.
Franklin Park, Illinois?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know that address by any chance?
Yeah, 17. It's, one, 1, 0, 1, 8. Copper Canyon Court.
Copper Canyon Court?
DOPEHAN.
Wait 1 second. I'm so sorry. Bear with me here, okay?
Okay, no problem.
1108. Copper, C-O?
PEHANGEN Court.
Okay.
Franklin Park, Illinois.
I found it. Okay. 11018 Copenhagen Court, Franklin Park, Illinois, 60131.
Yeah.
Okay, found it.
Yeah.
And what's your job title there?
I'm a medical carrier.
Medical carrier? Okay. And have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
No, I end up losing I just started working for them. I've been working for them like 3-4 months, but I had lost my job. But I didn't really know what was wrong with me. I really I just stopped working because it was like I couldn't do the job at the time.
So you did lose work?
Yeah.
You lost work because of your health?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know from when to when did this occur? When can you provide me the dates you were unable to work?
It was basically I want to say June, 23, until I just started working 4 months ago, 3-4 months ago.
So when did you start working? What month?
I want to say August.
So between June of 2023 and August of 24?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workman's compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yeah.
Okay. And can you share with me what, can you explain what that conviction was?
A possession. It was a drug case of possession.
Okay. Okay, drug possession? Okay, that's it. And then can you share with me the name of your doctor who rendered your diagnosis on the NHL? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Sherrick.
Once again, my name was it was Dr. Dr. Ann McCall.
McCall?
Yeah.
And what state is she in?
I didn't hear you.
What state is she in?
She's in Illinois.
Did she treat you at a hospital? Did she diagnose you at a hospital?
Yes.
Okay, do you know the name of the hospital she was with?
Silver Cross Hospital.
I'm sorry, what is it?
Silver Cross Hospital.
Silver Cross Hospital?
Yes.
I found Dr. Ann Ricky McCall. She is associated with Silver Cross Hospital. Okay. Bear with me here, okay. Let me see if I can find her. Now, just to confirm, she diagnosed you, and that was at Silver Cross Hospital. Did she also treat you?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Is that Silver Cross Hospital in New Lenox?
Yeah.
Okay. Way. So this is where you were diagnosed with NHL, and this is also where you were treated?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Okay. And I'm going to use the phone number for the hospital. That number is 815-300-1100. And how was your diagnosis how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? Would you say it negatively impacted your health, your emotional well-being, as well as your financial well-being?
Yeah.
Okay. So I put on here, negatively impacted physical health, emotional well-being, and financial security.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then do you have medical records at the hospital that can show that you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay, great. And we established that the name of the hospital was Silver Cross Hospital.
Yes.
And when did treatment start?
Treatment started... it started in like July of 23.
Okay, July of 23?
Yeah.
Let's see here. I forgot the day. Let me see what day. You were diagnosed on July 14th. Did they start a couple of days the same day, or did they start treatment a few days or a week later?
Yeah, it was after. It was after a few weeks later.
A few weeks later? Okay, so I'll say a week later. So yeah. you were diagnosed July 14th. A week, 7 days later would be July 21st.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll just use that as an estimated date. Okay, and how did they treat you for NHL? Did they do a stem cell transplant?
They did
chemotherapy.
Chemotherapy. They gave me medical pet, and they removed
lymph.
So you had surgery to remove the lymph nodes?
Yeah, I had surgery.
Did you have to undergo any radiation treatment?
Chemotherapy.
Okay, just the chemo. Okay. All right. And then the next question that I have for you is, are you still living at 16751 Crane Avenue?
No, sir.
Okay. And what is your current address then?
1723 North Central Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60639.
Okay. Is there a unit number to that address?
No.
It's a house, then.
It's a house, yes.
So let me confirm that I have it correct. I have 1723 North Central Avenue, Chicago, 60639, Illinois?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. All right. The law firm does request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
My mother, no.
And she doesn't live with you?
No.
Okay, and her name, please.
Kathy Greider.
Is that Kathy with a K?
With a C.
A C-A-T-H-Y?
Yes.
Okay, and same last name as you?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. And my apology, Kathy Greider, G-R-I-D-E-R?
Yes.
Thank you. And her phone number?
312-962-9582.
Okay, perfect. And do we have permission to contact her if necessary?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Sherrick, you do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit to receive a settlement. The law firm is Pulaski & Kirker. They will, as I mentioned to you, call you sometime between now and 14 days to do a quick verification that you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma on July 14th, 2023, after using Roundup.
Yeah.
I will be sending you in a few minutes the legal agreement as well as an authorization to release medical records. That's going to be for the law firm. I'll have you sign electronically over the phone while you and I are on the phone, and then once you're finished signing, we'll be done. But don't forget the case verification call. Let me just check my work, make sure everything is correct. So you're filing a claim for yourself. I've confirmed your first name is Sherrick, S-H-E-R-R-I-C-K, last name Greider, G-R-I-D-E-R, confirmed your survival. I've confirmed your date of birth.
Allowed to move to move.
This call will be recorded. This call is no longer being recorded.
My phone, the car thing came on.
It's okay. Okay, I've confirmed your current address as 1723 North Central Avenue in Chicago. Everything looks good. So I will be sending you a text message with the link to the forms to sign electronically. So bear with me here, okay?
Okay.
I'll tell you when they're ready for you. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm looking at the legal documents to make sure everything is in good order before I have you sign them. Yeah, everything looks good.
Okay, I see.
Did you get the text with the link?
Yeah.
Okay, press on that link, agree to SMS messages, and then allow for electronic records and signatures, and then you can hit the yellow start button to start signing. When you're finished, you'll hit a yellow finish button and let me know when you're finished signing, because that'll be my cue to start to do, send you a text message from my number.
Okay, it's done now.
And you were referred to us from Christopher Smith, correct?
Yeah. That's fine.
You're all done?
Yeah.
Okay. Bear with me here. Let me make sure. Okay, Sherrick, I can see that you've completed it. All right, now let me do this. While I have you on the phone, I'm going to text you. I'm going to send you a text message. Bear with me here.
Downloading.
Well, you've got copies of the forms sent to your email, and
okay.
Then you also have it available on your cell phone through your text message. What I'm doing is texting you my name and contact information. Actually, technically, you called me, so I mean you already have my number, but I want to text you the name of the law firm too, so that way you always
okay.
have it on record.
Okay.
773-393-2347. Okay, I just sent you a text message with my name and phone number. Did you get that?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now I'm going to text you the name of the law firm. They're going to be calling you, as I said, to do a case verification sometime between now and the next 14 days. The name of the firm is Pulaski Kirker.
Okay.
Did you get that text too?
No, I didn't get it. I didn't even get the birthday.
It is. It's part of the forms that you signed, but I did text the name of the law firm to your cell phone. And once you get it, it might take a moment to get to you, but
yeah.
Once you get it, can you just text me back to confirm you received it?
Yeah.
Okay. Sherrick, we're all done. At least you and I are done. The next step, as I said, is that case verification call. That'll happen sometime between now and 14 days. I want to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to help you get signed up. I am sorry about the unfortunate circumstances that bring us together, the very fact that you used Roundup and you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma afterwards. I'm sorry to hear that. If you have no other questions, I want to say thank you for the time, and I want to wish you a good rest of the day.
You too. You have a nice day, too.
Thank you. Tell Chris I said hi, okay? Thank you.
Okay.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.